time for the North Shore Sports Desk on MSO News Sports. We bring you the latest in high school sports news from all across the North Shore. The Sports Desk is produced by Kelly Media and brought to you by the Cape Ann Savings Bank and Moynihan Lumber. And now your host, Dom Nicastro.
Of course, that's Dom Nicastro. What's going on, everybody? Another weekly show coming at ya. We're on MSONewsSports.com. We are brought to you by Kelly Media and Danny Martin in the background running the ship production-wise. What's going on? It's May. We're getting there, more than halfway through the season now. Kids are starting to rev up towards the tournament. Postseason rankings are out. I mean, not postseason, but power rankings, excuse me, will be catching up on those, seeing where some of the North Shore teams are doing well statewide-wise. But for now, we're going to go ahead and get to our Moynihan Lumber Student Athlete of the Month and our Cape Ann Savings Bank Student Athlete of the Week. You got to love those two businesses. They keep us going, and they keep the student athletes on the North Shore that are deserving of recognition front and center, giving inspiration to many student athletes far and wide. So we're going to first start with our Moynihan Lumber Student Athlete of the Month, take a break, and then go with our Cape Ann Savings Bank Student Athlete of the Week after that. Thanks for tuning in. I'll see you on the other side for some Dom-only segments. I know you can't wait for those.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Professional builders choose Anderson Windows because they are the number one trusted and recommended window and door brand in the United States. Anderson Windows and Patio Doors offer beautiful natural wood interiors, low maintenance exteriors, and outstanding energy efficiency. See the complete line of Anderson Windows on display at Moynihan Lumber in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or visit us at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Hello, this is Brian Cranny from Cranny Self Storage. If you find yourself in the middle of a move, downsizing, decluttering, getting your garage space back, Cranny Self Storage is here to help. We have climate-controlled and secure storage units of all sizes to fit your budget. Whether it's temporary or permanent, Cranny Self Storage can help you with all your storage needs. We also have moving supplies and boxes. Cranny Self Storage is conveniently located in Danvers, right off of 128 on Water Street, next to Sam and Joe's. Let us help you keep your belongings safe and secure. Call Cranny Self Storage today at 978-777-9193.
All the appetizers to get your taste buds going, like sliders, quesadillas, wraps, and burgers. Specialties like tropical grilled salmon, fajitas, turkey tips, steaks, ribs, pasta, seafood, kids' meals. And did we mention 42 beers on tap and 20 TVs for all the games? There's going out, and then there's Sylvan Street Grill, the best place to go on the North Shore in Peabody and Salt. Salisbury.
Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
Up next, the Moynihan Lumber.
Moynihan? The Moynihan.
Why don't you just say it, Dom?
That's a good one.
North Shore Sports Desk, and we're back with our latest Moynihan Lumber Student Athlete of the Month. He won back in January, and it's Linfield Track Standout, Eli Mendez. What's going on, Eli? How you doing?
Good. How about you?
Good, thanks. So, congrats. I mean, you had a great winter campaign, and now we're in the spring. And so you won for your winter efforts, but let's start with the spring, you know, current day. How are things going for the Pioneers overall as a team and you individually so far in the spring?
Yeah, so we had our first league meet about 2 weeks ago. We didn't end up winning. We are a little short on athletes, I guess. Yeah. I'd say our downfall. We had very good performances. You know, wasn't enough to win, but you know, it was still a good meet. I had just started javelin because I hurt my foot in the winter season at the very end. So I'm not actually able to sprint right now, which is a little unfortunate, but I was thrown into jav, which I'm actually really enjoying. So I'm really happy that I was able to do that. Sort of a blessing in disguise, I guess. And yeah.
That's quite the event to jump into, the javelin. What is that like? I mean, I can't imagine even just picking up the thing and holding it. Like, is it awkward? Like, is it flimsy? Like, how does that work?
It's a little awkward. It's not flimsy, but
yeah,
it is awkward to throw. 'Cause I mean, some people are used to like throwing a football or a baseball. Mm-hmm. It's not like that. It's much different. It's a lot on your shoulder. So like after the first few practices, I was like, am I sure I want to do this anymore? But after a while you get used to it. But yeah, it's pretty difficult. So
yeah, like, cause that's a good point about the shoulder situation. Cause pitchers obviously go through it and it's not exactly the same motion. But pitchers have to take arm care is huge, you know, yeah. For pitchers. So, you know, there should be like a study. I wonder if it's out there. Like, how many pitches is the equivalent of one javelin throw? You know, I wonder what that's like. Cause you know, like throw about 20 pitches, you're supposed to rest a day, like 35, 42 day, you know, so they have that like little standards there. But yeah, what is it like ice? What's the maintenance on your arm and shoulder after you throw?
I sort of just stretch. I've got a heating pad that sometimes I put on my shoulder or whatever is bothering me at the time. But that, I mean, the next day it's always, you know, fully healed, I guess. So
yeah, what's the warm-up like for a javelin throw? You can't just go out there like, all right, here we go.
Yeah. So you do like some stretches. It's a lot on the legs too. So we do some leg stretches, we do some shoulder stretches, we do a lot of back stretches too. You know, it's really it's not like a complex you know, warm-up.
But, yeah. So backtrack. So what events are you doing in the spring besides the jav?
So I've done high jump and shot put as well. I've done high jump and shot put for about 2 years now. So those are I'm a little used to. And normally I'd be in long jump or triple jump or something like that. But because of my foot injury, it's kind of hard to do those right now. But yeah, so that's what I'm doing currently.
Yeah, and then winter, I mean, the big deal for you was high jump and long jump. I mean, school records in those two events and then qualifying for nationals in the high jump. Is that literally, like, is that the event for you for sure? Like, Eli thing?
Yeah.
Yeah. And how did the nationals end up going? Did you get down there?
I didn't. I hurt myself before nationals, so I wasn't able to go, unfortunately.
Oh, that's too bad. Is that down? Was it they do North Carolina still, or so, I mean,
it was in Virginia.
Virginia, okay. Yeah, I knew it was down south area, but well, that's too bad. Had you had that experience previously in your high school career, a nationals event?
Okay, no.
Yeah, and spoiler alert: he's going to Trinity College, so that is in Hartford, and you'll be doing track for that that college. Congratulations!
Thank you.
So what's the plan? Is it going to be carrying over the same kind of events, trying something different? What do you think?
I was originally just going to do high jump and long jump. Yeah. But I think I'm going to try. I've been talking to the coach. I think I'm going to try to do multis, like decathlon, heptathlon in the winter. I'm not entirely sure how that's going to go. I'm definitely going to try it out. If it doesn't go well, then it doesn't go well, but I'm definitely looking forward to it.
Yeah. And what's the sort of first, like, all right, I'm reporting for duty. I'm here. Is it like August-ish? Is that when you get there?
Yeah.
And is there already a formal plan to meet up with the track team and be like, all right, we're starting now, kid. Like, or do they give you a formal plan already and you're going to do some individual stuff and then report to them as a team?
Yeah. So basically, yeah, they give us some time. They say you're not allowed. It's a NESCAC, so that's their conference. It's their rule that you're not allowed to practice until a certain date. It's like sometime in October or something for winter sports. But they allow for captain's practices.
Yeah.
So those are whenever the captains really want. So I'm not entirely sure when, but it'll be probably early October is when we first, you know, start. So
yeah. Nice. Getting going pretty early in your college career there. Cape Ann League Baker, most valuable player this past winter. I'm assuming that meant you did some amazing things at the Cal meet at the end of the season. How did that go individually for you?
I personally think that was the best meet that I've ever had in my life. I had three PRs in high jump, long jump, and shot put. That was when I did get 6'4". In high jump, it was just overall like I don't know what happened. I don't know what I ate the night before. I don't really know, but it was.
You should know because you can follow that playbook.
Yeah, yeah.
Did you win all three events or two of them? Or what did you?
I just won high jump. I came second in long jump and I believe fifth in shot.
Wow.
But there's really a lot of competition in long jump, especially in shot put as well. There's some strong kids. So
who won the long jump? Do you remember?
It was Kieran Miller. He's from North Reading.
Yeah. Has that been a big rival of yours through the years? Kind of like this year was like the main like time you
faced. Oh, sorry.
Can you hear me?
Hold on. Oh, yeah. It just gets out a little. I'm sorry.
All right. So you can hear me good now?
Yeah.
All right. Cool. We'll just pick it right up. I was asking about the North Reading kid who won the long jump. Has he been like sort of a multi-year rival of yours?
I'd say from the past spring and winter, he was a big rival in long jump. He's a really good sprinter too. So he's a rival with my my teammate who's also a sprinter. So he's all over the place. Yeah.
Yeah. There's always someone, it's always good to have someone like bringing the best out of you, you know? Yeah. Now in high jump, did you turn the tables on him and he was like second or third or was he even a high jumper?
He doesn't high jump. No.
Okay. All right. And how was there a rival in that one? Like the dude who finished second is like, you guys go at it back and forth kind of thing.
So the kid that actually got second is also, from Linfield.
Oh, was it?
Not a rival, but, it's Mike Murphy. He doesn't play, you know, he doesn't participate in spring, but he does in winter. But from another town, Newburyport, this kid named Kyle, he's crazy. Like he's a junior. He's crazy. Like he gets 6 foot in high jump and his hurdles is insane. Like I've seen him.
Yeah. Was he the hurdle champ in the Cal?
Yeah. By a lot, actually.
Yeah. Which is there only one hurdles event in the indoors?
Yeah.
55, is it?
Yeah, it's 55.
Okay, yeah. So you beat out the Newburyport kid, but you beat out your teammate from Linfield. But the good news is 1-2 for Linfield in the high jump. That's awesome.
Yeah. Yeah.
That must have scored you some major points. I mean, did that propel you guys to the title for a team, or were you up there in the final?
No, we were actually closer to the bottom. I'd say that it's because of the fact that our team is quite small compared to like North Reading and Newburyport. Their teams are really big, and I mean their programs are just really good. So
yeah, you just lose because of math. I mean, you're never going to win in that scenario. You know,
yeah,
that's what makes track super unique. It's like unlike any other sport. Like this, like in football, you're not going to be like, oh yeah, we lost. We only had six guys on defense. Like yeah. You know, it's just that doesn't happen. You don't have a team. You don't have a game. But it does happen in track, and all you can hope for is shooting for individual success, which you guys had a lot of it sounded like that day.
Yeah, I'd say so.
Yeah. Do you feel like a similar vibe for the spring team coming? Like, hey, we might not make a team dent, but look, we got some individuals. You got me. You got my teammates. Like, let's make some noise in the Cal again.
Yeah, yeah, I definitely say so. I think that in state relays, D5 state relays, I think we could do really, really well. That's also sort of a team size thing, but it's 3 to 4 people per event and their combined scores and stuff. So that I'm really looking forward to. I think that our team will thrive at that meet.
Yeah. How did you finish state-wise? What was your best couple of finishes on the state level meets this past winter?
I qualified for high jump, long jump, shot put, and hurdles. You're only allowed 3, so I chose high jump, shot put, and long jump.
Yeah.
I placed second in high jump. Got beat up by some kid from Dennis Yarmouth.
Okay.
And then long jump, I believe it was either 5th or 6th. I actually can't remember.
Yeah.
But that, I mean, there wasn't a PR, but it was still,
medals, right? Medals in each state, medals, something we're proud of. Well, that's a great recap of your, you know, winter track, of your spring track. Looking forward to seeing how the rest of the season goes. Now let's talk a little bit about academics. Trinity, great college, obviously. What's the appeal there? And do you think you have sort of a focus academically?
Yeah, so definitely, I'm definitely going to focus on econ. I took the class, and I'm taking the class currently, actually, in high school. And it's actually really fun. I don't know. The teacher, he's a really good teacher, and that may have been what happened, like what drove brought me in to econ. But the stuff that I'm learning is really fun. And what brought me to Trinity actually was when I was researching about econ, how it's a liberal arts school and they don't have business, but they do have a strong, very strong econ program. So that, along with the track program, I feel like they aligned well. So that's what really brought me in.
Did the topic of tariffs come up in microeconomics in Linfield?
No. It hasn't. A tiny bit. I have some classmates who were talking about it, but it wasn't like a topic. But
yeah, because everyone's an expert now in tariffs, suddenly. Yeah. And I actually wanted to ask a sort of expert for sure if you were diving deep into that so far, but because everyone's trying to make sense of it still, yeah. With the global impact that it's having these days. Well, that's awesome. I love that you have a vision, a focus. And then summer-wise, what's that going to look like once senior year wraps up? It's like you finish early, like May, you guys get to slack off towards the end, like go to school in your shorts and, flip-flops and be like, I'm out of here. Yeah. What does it look like from that moment, when you get into the summer, what kind of job you having and what do workouts look like?
Yeah, so for my jobs, I'm going to be working as a camp counselor here at Linfield. Nice. I'm going to be working at Cal's Creamery in Reading. It's an ice cream shop. Mm. I'm going to be babysitting around my neighborhood. I've been babysitting for my neighbors for like 2 to 3 years now.
Wow. You like three jobs?
Yeah.
You're crushing it. You're going to have like mad spending money at Trinity.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
If you're good at saving, though, you can't blow it up.
Oh, yeah.
And then fun-wise, what happens for fun with friends in Linfield these days?
Well, almost, I'd say like half the days, there are like a grad party. I get to see like my friends.
True.
Other than that, I mean, pick up basketball with my friends. We actually do pick up football as well.
Mm. Tag?
It's tag/tackle. Sometimes we do tag
tackle, but grab a dude, kind of hold him like, yeah, you're done.
Yeah.
Throw him down once in a while. We have to like show some aggression at some point. Like we have to set it out. You just have to do it.
Yeah.
I love that. So you get plenty of action going on, plenty busy in the summer. Lastly, tell me about family. Is there, a lot of athletes in the family, like brothers, sisters, uncles, aunts, anyone in the area who is notable athletes?
So actually, no.
You're the one.
I have a big family. I got three younger brothers and an older sister. Not too fond of athletics. They're more on the academic side, which is, good. Nothing like that.
So there's older sis and there's four boys under her.
Yep.
All right. So the matriarch, she's like almost like a second matriarch in the family.
Yeah.
And where's she now? College or?
Yeah, she's at Holy Cross.
Oh, sweet. Awesome. Yep. So she'll be at Holy Cross. You'll be at Trinity. And then the other three will still be high school.
One high school, one middle school, one elementary school.
Wow, that's a spread. So you got all the way from elementary to college. I love it. Yeah. Big family in Linfield. All right, man. Well, Eli, congrats on Moynihan Lumber Student Athlete of the Month. That's a big deal.
Thank you.
Huge deal. Covers all the North Shore. So, you clearly stood out for that month where you won. And matter of fact, I think Linfield swept that month. Is Chloe Gromcrow from Linfield?
Yeah.
She played for the hockey team, and she's in your grade, right?
Yep.
Yeah. Is that a pretty small, tight community? Like, you know, like someone like Chloe you've been to school with going like since like kindergarten or whatever?
Yeah, she's actually my neighbor, which is kind of crazy.
Oh, is it? So you guys both knew you won? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you both been on the show. Actually, so I sometimes do interviews ahead of time. I don't remember if I ran the interview for Chloe Gronko yet or I'm saving it. But I did interview her. I know that. And it was a lot of fun. So, hey, listen, thanks for coming on the North Shore Sports Desk. You had to because you won the award. And you've been great. And I wish you the best luck this summer. And at Trinity, we'll be following your career.
All right. Thank you.
All right, have a good night, buddy. We'll talk soon.
Hey, you too.
All right, bye.
I'm Marianne Smith, president of the Cape Ann Savings Bank. We are proud to sponsor the Cape Ann Savings Bank Student Athlete of the Year. Whether it's football, field hockey, tennis, soccer, or any other sport, when a student athlete strives for excellence, it inspires the whole community. The team at Cape Ann Savings Bank in Gloucester, Rockport, and Manchester-by-the-Sea always give their best, and we're happy to honor the student athletes and good sports who do too.
Cape Ann Savings Bank, member FDIC, member DIF, equal housing lender.
Hello, this is Brian Cranny from Cranny Self Storage. If you find yourself in the middle of a move, downsizing, decluttering, getting your garage space back, Cranny Self Storage is here to help. We have climate-controlled and secure storage units of all sizes to fit your budget. Whether it's temporary or permanent, Cranny Self Storage can help you with all your storage needs. We also have moving supplies and boxes. Cranny Self Storage is conveniently located in Danvers, right off of 128 on Water Street, next to Sam and Joe's. Let us help you keep your belongings safe and secure. Call Cranny Self Storage today at 978-777-9193.
This is Bob Montgomery, and when hunger calls, North Shore residents must pay a visit to the New Brothers Deli in downtown Danvers. They're open daily for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. They have everything from eggs to meat to fish, and it's all made from scratch with the finest fresh ingredients. New Brothers Deli has specials that are sure to fill you up and satisfy. Kenny and Carrie invite you to visit the New Brothers Restaurant and Deli at 31 Maple Street in the middle of downtown Danvers. Call 978-750-0100 for more information.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. And if you're planning on remodeling your kitchen or just thinking about it, may I suggest that you visit our kitchen cabinet showroom in downtown Beverly. There you will find some 25 kitchens on display, just as they might look in your own home. And you can also talk with our kitchen cabinet sales team, who really do know what they are talking about. That's at Moynihan Lumber, 82 River Street, in downtown Beverly.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
North Shore Sports Desk back at it with our latest Cape Ann Savings Bank Student Athlete of the Week. We are going to the tennis courts of Manchester Wrestlers with Nina Zalosh. What's going on?
Not much. Thanks for having me.
Congrats.
Thank you. Yeah.
We had to have because you won.
Right. Yeah.
All right. So tell me where you fall in the lineup for the Hornets this season. And has that changed from like last year or so?
Yeah, so I'm playing first doubles this season, and last year I played second singles, so it definitely has been a big change for me. I went into this season thinking I was going to play singles. I've never really played doubles before, and so that wasn't like on my radar at all, but it's just how, like, we had a new player come, and she's super good. She's playing first singles. And so it just kind of how it all played out. And I'm actually enjoying doubles so much more than I thought I would be. So that was the position I have now is definitely different from last year, but it's been good so far.
Can't get any more different in that game.
Yeah. Yes.
Like even the court gets bigger in that sport now.
And last year I never really went to the net. So I've had to learn how to, you know, be aggressive at the net, hit many volleys, which is just a big change. But yeah.
Yeah. And who's your teammate? Is it one person consistently, or are you kind of rotating a little bit?
Yeah. So far, the first match, we were still trying to figure out the lineup. So I was with Grace Scarborough. Mm-hmm. But since then, I've been consistently with Maeve McArdle, who's a freshman, actually. So it's super impressive on her end. And she's just great to play with. She's so funny and, like, yeah. I've really enjoyed it so far.
Yeah. And what's the strategy? Because I know you can go a lot of ways in doubles. Like you could be like mid court people, or you could be like one's way up front, the other one just stays back. Like it's just a lot of rotating. One goes up, one goes back. Like how would you say your go-to is for you two?
I'd say we are just playing like, I guess traditionally, like how my coach wants us to have, we like alternate one person back, one person at net. And I'd say that really only one time there was like a super windy match where we had to play two people back. But other than that, just like traditional doubles format. And I've been learning how to like know where to move when like Maeve hits a ball or like where I should aim. Cause I mean, I never really had to think of that too much last year. So it's been super different, but yeah.
Yeah. Is there ever a concern with getting hit on the head by a serve from your teammate?
This is funny because I played like with my family growing up, and I would usually be a doubles partner with my sister, and we would joke because she hit me on her serve so much. And so then I was starting to play this year, and I stood in a weird spot, and I said it was because like I was stressed that Maeve was going to hit me, but it has not happened. So my coach said he probably thinks that it was just my sister meaning to hit me. that hasn't posed an issue yet. So
That net play is a big transition. You know, some single players love the net. They serve in volley, they run up there and they just cause chaos if they can.
Yeah.
What's that transition been like? Has it been a lot of having to practice that? Like you're just at the net a lot during practice, just sitting there taking it.
Yeah, definitely. I've had to practice on my volleys so much in practice because it's something that like I just really didn't. Yeah, I was a singles player last year who didn't really go up that much because my ground strokes just kept improving. But you can't avoid hitting volleys and doubles at all. So yeah, I've been practicing a lot, and like I never really knew how to hit a proper volley. So my coach has been super helpful with that, and same with Maeve. But yeah, it's been a lot of practicing and trial and error, but we're getting better.
In the singles world, what was your strength, would you say? Was it like a forehand, backhand, long points? Like what, and have you been able to take that strength over? Because not necessarily is your single strength going to transfer just like that over to doubles.
Yeah. I'd say definitely my forehand is like the strongest aspect of my game. My coach has helped me work on it so much last year and this year as well. And my serve has changed around a lot. So I have like a lot of spin on my serve, but doesn't necessarily go as fast. So depending on who I'm playing, like that does trip up some doubles players. Most consistently my forehand is, I guess, like transitioned from singles to doubles has still been super helpful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So overall team wise, I got you guys at 4-4 so far. Is that right? You do know?
I'm not positive. Okay. but yeah, it seems right.
I think the MIA rankings tell it like it's so 4-4 at the moment. You guys last year, if I'm correct, were final four against Linfield. It looked like on paper an intense situation, a 3-2 loss. That must have been insane being part of that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we've gotten super close the past 2 years. And last year we won Cal, and you know, we beat Hamilton Wenham twice during the regular season, and they ended up winning the whole tournament. So that match versus Linfield was very stressful. It was super, super close with the third singles player.
Is that the last match where everyone's watching?
Yeah, everyone, like big crowd. I guess we had beaten Linfield, I think, both other times that we played them during the season. So, but we also didn't have one of our doubles players. So there was a lot going on. It was definitely stressful, but still good to get that far. And
That is what makes tennis super unique because you know, that teammate of yours was third single. She could have lost in the first match and been over with and no pressure. She tried hard, whatever. now, because the match took so long, she's the last person standing between you and the off season.
Yeah.
Ending your, or some careers where you had seniors last year.
Yeah, she was a senior. It was crazy.
She's a senior. She, there's other seniors on the team. And that pressure, have you ever been in that situation yourself where everyone's like rooting you on, you're the last one and it's 2-2?
Yeah, I can't remember last year. Actually, there was a match I had last year. It was like against Newburyport, and it was weird because we split it up. It started raining, and I think I was in the third set when I had to go back a different day, and I think it was determining on my set. So that was definitely stressful. And then just this season, I think last Thursday, we played Hamilton Wenham, and it came down to Maeve and my match, and everyone was watching, and it's like, I don't know. Hamilton Wenham has kind of always been like our rival, and obviously my coach really wanted us to win. So we were in, we won the first set in a tiebreaker, and I think it was like 5-5 in the second set. So it did come down to us for that one, but we won, so that's great.
So you beat them again. So this they only lost so far. I got them at 7-1, ranked number five in Division 4. Ipswich right behind them at 7-2. At 6, you guys 4-4 at 7. This is like today's rankings on Tuesday, May 6th. And Linfield, the one you lost in the semis, they're 9-1. So it's like, is Division 4 basically, should Division 4 be called like Cape Ann League, basically?
Yeah, I know. It's funny. It's like always those four. So, actually, Switch last year wasn't. They have super strong doubles team this year.
Yeah, they weren't in the final four. It was like three of you, but not Ipswich. But like, man, I mean, you know, you must get like, there's no excuse. You will be prepared when it comes to the tournament because you played the best in the state in the regular season.
Yeah, definitely.
And you've beat the best in the state. Now, is that three in a row? Is there more wins over Hamilton Wenham in like the tournament in the regular season that I'm missing out of those three wins the last three times you played them?
No, yeah, it's been three in a row, which is crazy.
Yeah, and they're the three-time defending state champs, aren't they?
Right. Yeah, that's why it's funny.
They're like a dynasty, but you got they can't solve you guys.
Yeah, yeah, it's weird.
How bad do you want to get them in the postseason?
Very, very badly. My coach does as well, but yeah, we can't have them having a four-peat.
is there friendliness going on between the two, because it's close towns, or is it like no love lost? We hate them, they hate us. So how?
No, I think I played with one of the girls during the winter. I'd say Manchester doesn't really overlap with Hamilton when I'm too much with like social wise. Yeah. So yeah, it's not really an issue, but it is like a funny rivalry that we.
All right, well, let's rewind for a second. Do you play any winter or fall sports?
No, not anymore. Just tennis. Like I do this clinic at the MAC in the winter.
Tennis all the time. All right. And how else are you spending your senior year? I know it's winding down now, so it's starting to probably get easier since some schools do like internships. Like how does your last semester look like for Manchester Essex?
Yeah, so we do have that like the last quarter, they do this thing SCORE. It's like an internship. But I'm in four AP classes, so I still had to keep going to those classes and then also do the internship like in the time that I had in between, you know, school and tennis. So that's definitely been hard to juggle. But I'm in the thick of my AP test right now. I had one yesterday, one today, and I have another one tomorrow. And then once I have all of my AP tests, then I'm fully done with school, which is so exciting because, yeah, this year has definitely been very busy. But yeah, for the internship, I'm working with my friend's mom, who's a wedding planner, and it's kind of a, like marketing, a lot of rebranding and stuff like that. So it's been interesting.
Yeah, a lot of digital stuff like email, web, the socials.
Yeah, a lot of online work, but yeah.
Yeah, trying to get that business discovered. Competitive. I mean, you know, when they search wedding planner, like, are you guys going to come up in the search? Right. Like that, those are things that's what marketing is. Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's so cool. And what, like, going forward, like, what do you think is like a career goal, if you have any? Is something targeted, or are you kind of feeling things out? Like, I'm not quite sure.
Yeah, I've definitely been super sciencey pretty much my whole life. So I definitely want to do something in the medical field. I'm going to Wake Forest University next year. Thank you. Yeah. So I'm planning on majoring in health and exercise science. I mean, I don't have to declare until I think like my sophomore year, but yeah. I'm definitely interested in that field, maybe like a physical therapist or something along those lines. But yeah.
Wow. Sweet. So medical, is there any inspiration family wise there? Or is it something you created your own?
Not really? Yeah, no, my family always jokes because they're very more like businessy. And yeah, I don't even have any doctors in my extended family either, but I just always, I don't know, started watching Grey's Anatomy and then I got hooked.
My wife's a big fan.
Yeah.
Like, that show still going? I was like, was it season 32? Like, what?
I don't know if I finished it, but.
Lots of catching up to do there. And looking ahead to the summer, like, how do you, what happens there? You're making, you know, how do you put some cash in your pocket before heading down to the forest?
I'm going to be nannying a family when I'm home in Manchester. And then each summer, my family and I, we go and stay in Maine. And I'm a camp counselor there.
Oh, so, wow.
That's my plan.
You relocate for a little bit. That's
amazing. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
It's super nice.
Is it a part of Maine that's oceanfront Maine?
Yeah. It's right across from Bar Harbor. And it's like a 10-minute boat ride to Bar Harbor. So yeah, we do sailing and tennis there. It's so fun.
Yeah, you never leave the water all summer. You got here, there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, very lucky.
You're good. Yes.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we are going to be following, of course, what happens with Emmy's girls tennis, because this is going to be it's just like, up, who's going to take it this year? Mm-hmm. You know, someone going to dethrone those generals or?
Yeah.
But it looks like Ipswich is now in the mix too. So and what about a all Cape Ann League semi-final, like, you know, final four?
Mm-hmm. That could happen. We'll see.
Yeah. Well, good luck. Appreciate you coming on. And Cape Ann Savings Bank Student Athlete of the Week. Congrats. No small feat there. So good luck the rest of the season with the Hornets.
Thank you so much. Yeah, it was nice to talk to you.
All right, you two. Have a good night.
Bye, you too.
Right, I'm Mary Ann Smith, president of the Cape Ann Savings Bank. We are proud to sponsor the Cape Ann Savings Bank Student Athlete of the Year. Whether it's football, field hockey, tennis, soccer, or any other sport, when a student athlete strives for excellence, it inspires the whole community. The team at Cape Ann Savings Bank in Gloucester, Rockport, and Manchester-by-the-Sea always give their best, and we're happy to honor the student athletes and good sports who do too.
Cape Ann Savings Bank, member FDIC, member DIF, equal housing lender.
This is Peter Nicolakopoulos, owner of Pomodori Roast Beef and Pizzeria. Come check out our newest location, Pomodori's in Newburyport at 192 State Street. We have a beautiful restaurant with excellent pizzas, tender roast beef sandwiches, fried haddock and clams, and the best calzones around. We also offer catering for lunch and dinner events. Pomodori has a long history of supporting the local community. Visit our newest Pomodori's in Newburyport. Details at pomodoripizzeria.com.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Professional builders choose Anderson Windows because they are the number one trusted and recommended window and door brand in the United States. Anderson Windows and Patio Doors offer beautiful natural wood interiors, low maintenance exteriors, and outstanding energy efficiency. See the complete line of Anderson Windows on display at Moynihan Lumber in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or visit us at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
This is Bob Montgomery, and when hunger calls, North Shore residents must pay a visit to the New Brothers Deli in downtown Danvers. They're open daily for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. They have everything from eggs to meat to fish, and it's all made from scratch with the finest fresh ingredients. New Brothers Deli has specials that are sure to fill you up and satisfy. Kenny and Carrie invite you to visit the New Brothers Restaurant and Deli at 31 Maple Street in the middle of downtown Danvers. Call 978-750-0100 for more information.
All right, it was Eli and Nina, two great athletes. Again, Moynihan Lumber Student Athlete of the Month and KPN Savings Bank Student Athlete of the Week. Can't thank them enough, those two sponsors, for giving us the ability and opportunity to interview some of the North Shores and KPN best of the best. And they were certainly doing their thing in their seasons, and we were so happy to have them on. Thank you again to those two athletes, student athletes. We'll be bringing you many more every week because that's what we do with our sponsors. So let's take a break. And on the other side, let's close out the show with our MIAA postseason rankings report.
This is Peter Nicolakopoulos, owner of Pomodori Roast Beef and Pizzeria. Come check out our newest location, Pomodori's in Newburyport at 192 State Street. We have a beautiful restaurant with excellent pizzas, tender roast beef sandwiches, fried haddock and clams, and the best calzones around. We also offer catering for lunch and dinner events. Pomodori has a long history of supporting the local community. Visit our newest Pomodori's in Newburyport. Details at pomodoripizzeria.com.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. And if you're planning on remodeling your kitchen or just thinking about it, may I suggest that you visit our kitchen cabinet showroom in downtown Beverly. There you will find some 25 kitchens on display, just as they might look in your own home. And you can also talk with our kitchen cabinet sales team, who really do know what they are talking about. That's at Moynihan Lumber, 82 River Street in downtown Beverly.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Looking for the best place on the North Shore to gather with friends after work, on the weekend, or catch a game? Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill in Peabody and Salisbury. Enjoy daily specials, mouth-watering appetizers, and delicious entrees. There is something for everyone at the Sylvan Street Grill. Come check out the newly expanded bar in Peabody with 42 beers on tap and 20 TVs for all the games.
Sylvan Street Grill. All right, North Shore Sports Desk back at it for one final segment to go. We're going to poke around the MIAA power rankings, the latest for you, because they are out twice a week, and the latest was Tuesday, May 6th. So here we are. The next latest one comes out tomorrow. So we'll be looking to see what happens next Tuesday, but just doing a quick poke around and looking around the baseball circles. Division II is kind of light for North Shore, but Division III, you've got Derek Data's crew, St. Mary's Baseball, 13-1, right on top. North Reading at 4 at 10-1. They're big rivals, those two. Gloucester, my boys, 11-1, having a great season. They're number 12-ranked team. This is going to be one of their best starts ever. Swampscott 7-4 with Joe Capp, my pal, 24. Pentucket 30. So let's go around to, how about a little softball action for Division I, see how our friends in Beverly and Peabody are doing. Those are the ones we watch closely. 24 for Peabody at 6-7. I think Beverly's having an off year. They are not even sure if they're in Division I. Yeah, they are. Right. Mistake. 15 ranked Panthers, 9-2, looking pretty good, girls. Sorry about that glitch. PBD 24, like we said. So Beverly having a great year. Love it. Almost softball Division III. Gloucester, 10-2. So a great season for the Fishermen in baseball and softball. 8 seed for Gloucester, 10-2. Pentucket, 4 seed at 12-0. And then Danvers, 6-5 at 14. Bishop Fenwick is 3-7, the number 22 seeded Crusaders. Circles, you've got St. John's Prep number 2 with just one loss at 2-1. Looking really good for boys lacrosse. No one in the neighborhood of them in that division. Division 2, though, your top team for the North Shore, and that is Marblehead, 6-5, not bad, at number 23, and Masco, 28, at 9-3, having a solid campaign. Let's look at girls lacrosse. Division 2, Marblehead, 8-5 for girls lacrosse. Looking pretty solid there. So two good seasons, boys and girls lacrosse for Marblehead. And then Bishop Fenwick for girls lacrosse, number 8, 12-1. Newburyport, always up there, 9-2, at number 3. So
St. Mary's 4-6 at 19. Essex to the North Shore 4-7. And looking good from there. So, all right, that does it for the North Shore Sports Desk. Thanks for tuning in. Thanks, everybody. Sponsors, Moynihan Lumber, Cape and Savings Bank. Thanks for helping us get these great athletes to tell their stories. Talk to us next week right here on MSONewsSports.com.